Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and there's a lot of cold winter weather out there, so I hope all of you listening are warm. And I suppose if you're listening, you must have electricity, and that's a good thing. It's been a crazy winter, crazy things out there. But it's been a couple of weeks since we had the last show. I've traveled some, and I actually had thought about doing the show from the road, but then it just didn't work out with timing. So I'm happy to be back here, and I had a topic for the show, but I'm just, if you've listened before, I try to let my ego get out of the way and let this show be freestyle. And I usually come up with some sort of a topic that just comes to me usually the morning of the show. I don't try to plan too far in advance, because then I'll become a planner and I'll get in the way. And what I try to do is clear myself for the show and just let the ideas come through or the messages. And that seems to get me a little clearer for readings for this show. But with Valentine's Day later this week, the topic that came to me this morning, and it's very funny because I started thinking about a topic a little bit last night, and something was coming that sort of somehow related to Valentine's and heart. And then actually in the night, I kind of woke up and I was panicked that I wouldn't have anything to say. And you know, it's a funny feeling. And then this morning a topic came to me, but I still didn't have anything real specific to say. And I kind of pushed myself through those fears of, I don't have to have 15 things laid out to say. I just let it come through. So the topic today is soulmates, twin souls, and being your own best Valentine. I think this holiday, oddly enough, it's supposed to be about love and nurturing, and for a lot of people it brings up loneliness and an emptiness, because we've come to believe that love is about having someone else in our life to complete us. And, you know, that can be all wonderful. It can be a great thing. It isn't always a great thing, because sometimes, you know, it can actually get in the way of us loving ourselves or our purpose. Or so what I want to remind everyone, whether you're in a romantic relationship that's wonderful or one that's not so wonderful, or whatever your situation is this Valentine week, that really our ultimate growth comes from loving ourselves and connecting with God and feeling that love. And it allows us then to be more loving in a relationship. It allows us to be whole in and of ourselves. So the more that we do that and the more that we can love ourselves, then the greater we can love other people. Because when we love ourselves and we let that pure love of God shine into our lives, then we are healed. We're healed emotionally and physically, and or we allow that to begin to take place. So that's when we're that better version of ourselves, and therefore we're better in everything we do, including relationships. But I wanted to touch a little bit on soulmates and twin souls and our culture. Hollywood, tells us one thing about it, and I have some other ideas. And everything I say on this show is it's very much from my experience or what I feel like Spirit says to me. So it's my opinion or my translation or my interpretation. Doesn't have to mean that it works for you. You may have a completely different interpretation, and that's fine. I don't ever seek to argue that, because I think our spiritual lives are a very, very personal experience. And I don't know how God may speak to you, and you don't know how God may speak to me. And it's not our place to tell others what they have to think. I always think that's ego. And for me, when religion tries to do that, or any kind of spiritual guru, so to speak, tries to tell us how we have to think, that's kind of a red flag to me, because it's very personal. And to really, really get to the heart of it, I think you have to go to your own heart and your own soul and find how God is speaking to you particularly, because who's to say that we'll all hear it the same? And I don't think it is all the same for all of us. We're in different places, and we're here in these carnations for different experiences and different kinds of growth. And it's kind of like the onion. We unpeel, and then there's another layer. And sometimes those layers seem almost contradictory. Some of you may be familiar with my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And we go through the ideas of the text, A Course in Miracles. And one of the things that's so interesting about A Course in Miracles is how paradoxical it is, like so many great truths. You know, it teaches us that forgiveness is the path, and we have to forgive. And then as we progress and progress and progress, like peeling back that onion, what ultimately we are supposed to learn is that forgiveness was never necessary, because we're always innocent. So that seems very contradictory. And I think that's often why very, very spiritual people, very well-intentioned, loving people can be at odds about their beliefs about God. But that, to me, that doesn't say anyone's wrong or right. It's what's right for the person in that moment. So soulmates, this is how I see soulmates. I believe we have many, many soulmates in our lives. Sometimes they have a very, very important role. Sometimes they have a very long in time role in our lives. Other times it may be just momentary. Someone who says something in the moment that clicks with us and resonates and gives us that aha moment. It can be as simple as someone in the grocery store that says something to the cashier ahead of you in line, and it just clicks. Some random act of kindness that touches us, that can be a soulmate in the broader sense of things. I see soulmates the way I picture it is like a tree, and in the forest, the kinds of trees that, you know, root and entangle, and all the roots are connected. And you know, you go up the trunk, you go out a limb, and then from that limb you go out branches, and from that branch you go out other branches, and then you get to the tiny little branches and the leaves that are very close together, that our soulmates are like the entire tree, and all of us in some way are one and came from one, but the closer we get on the branch, the limb, the branch, and the smaller sub-branches, then those are the closer soulmates that maybe have a more profound role in our lives, or us in their lives. So So it's not always romance. It's not always hearts and roses and chocolates, and that's not what the soulmate is supposed to be. I don't believe. Now it can be, and that can be wonderful, but it doesn't have to be. And I think that's where sometimes we get in trouble. We think that it's supposed to be a certain way because that's what the culture has taught us is good and what we're supposed to strive for. Now, there's another topic, and I'm going to touch on it briefly here because calls are starting to pile up here. We have a lot of people calling in for the mini readings that I do. If you haven't listened before, a big portion of the show is contributed to people that call in, and I do intuitive readings. I call them mini readings because they have to be quick. And the purpose is to get to your best steps now on your spiritual path. So I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not going to tell you what your soulmate's going to look like or, you know, if romance is in your future. But I'm going to tell you what your best spiritual steps are, and that enhances every aspect of your life, including relationships and romance. But I want to tell you briefly about twin souls and how I feel about that. The twin soul, as you go down out that tree and on the branches, the twin soul would be our perfect counterpart, yin-yang, if you will, that perfect opposite that also connects just perfectly with us. And I do believe that we all have a twin soul, and it is sometimes the other half, so to speak, the other soul is in what we would call heaven. In the ethers above, helping us from a different realm. And I think that's most common because that makes it easier to connect and communicate. I do believe that often we incarnate in the same lifetime with, or not often, actually less often, but sometimes we incarnate in the same lifetime with our twin soul. And I think if that happens, that sometimes it makes us feel more lost and lonely because we don't have that direct connection from the heavenly aspect. But if we do, also there is some spiritual purpose to incarnating at the same time. And that's just what I believe, what I have felt from some of my very deeply connected moments. Again, it doesn't have to be truth for anyone. I just like to share the things that I feel or I feel have come through me or been told to me, or really it's more like vibrationally almost like downloading into me. So the biggest thing, though, is even with a twin soul, if that is your great love and it's here, is that you always, always, always have to get yourself right and prepared first. And so loving yourself and remembering who you are and remembering that oneness with God and your own perfection always comes first, or it will be disastrous. The closer you are in that tree branch to the soul connections, I think the more disastrous the relationships of any kind will be if you're both at odds and you're not connected in that personal, soulful way. If you haven't realized your own wholeness and you bring that into the relationship, then it will be very hard and there will be struggles. But if you do feel like you have the twin soul, twin flame relationship, it can be extremely powerful, and there are probably great things that you can do from it, even great things that come through very small ways. Great things aren't always something that's big and promoted and heavily marketed. They're small things. It's sharing that very deep kind of perfectly resonated pure love that's the closest to God love that we can get to. So, again, we're going to – the calls are backing up. A couple – I want to say before I get to the calls, I can tell this is going to be an energized and loaded show. I would like to remind you, if you have not already, join my Facebook page. It's Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. Go on Facebook and type in Seeing Miracles Every Day. It should come up. And if you like the page, click like on it. You know, if you do that, then you'll get my messages every day that I have started sharing A Course in Miracles lesson for each day, and I also share other things. So it's a great page. It's 175,000 now, and it's just a wonderful energy of light and like-minded souls. So please join that. It's also where I announce when these shows are going to come up. So please do that, and I'll have a couple of other things that I'll close with, little announcements, but I do want to start getting to the calls. Before I take the first call, I have a kind of a unique situation. I get a lot of emails through that Seeing Miracles page, and so I try to keep up with them and go through them and respond as I can. And one kind of jumped out at me. I was going through a little bit earlier this morning, and her name is Lorraine. And I just felt like there was some kind of message trying to get through to her, and I let her know that, and I think she is tuning in, but because she has some voice issues, she didn't feel like she could call, and her voice wouldn't be able to be heard very well on the show. So I decided I wanted to just do kind of a mini reading for her, and I don't know if it will resonate with you, Lorraine. You can email me back if it makes sense. How I get my messages for these, especially for these mini readings, to make it very concise and very quick, it's almost like the game of charades. I see pictures and images, but with that I also get vibrations and feelings, and so I try to take the image and work through the vibration to see what that quick image is trying to convey. It's like a translation, if you will, like a different language. Spirit speaks in feelings, but they use these images to me to help me boil it down to something that makes sense in our lives and in a very quick way so that I can get through a lot of people on the show. Lorraine has ALS, which is, I guess, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. I don't know a great deal about the disease, but I know that it's not pleasant. But Lorraine, the image I got for you right before the show started, I just paused for a second to try to get something and jot it down or to see what was trying to come through because I could feel it trying to come through. I saw gloves, like children's gloves, not really mittens, but like the little knit cloth. And again, this is symbolic. This doesn't necessarily mean anything about your life. But what it felt like to me that it was about protecting yourself from cold. Now, it is winter, but it wasn't literally, it wasn't related that way. It was more like from a coldness, like in a person, like a person that is cold to you or maybe rejected you. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you, that you may need to form some boundaries to protect yourself from the coldness, that, and maybe that coldness hurts you or makes you feel unworthy or rejected. So if I could talk to you, I could probably feel through it. That usually is very effective, but I did want to put that out to you. And like I said, feel free to email me back. I also feel like there's something, I'm kind of feeling child, and so I'm thinking that it may have been your lifetime now. I'm thinking around age 10, that it feels like to me that there was some kind of pain that has left a spiritual mark on you, and that is kind of, when I say a spiritual mark, it's like getting in the way of your spiritual progression and also some of your physical issues, perhaps. And just work on your self-worth and feeling wonderful. Come up with some affirmations for yourself that are about looking in the mirror and telling yourself how wonderful and worthy you are. So, again, Lorraine, I hope you got that. And email me back, and I'll check those emails later. But many blessings to you. And I also wanted to ask for prayers for Lorraine. She asked me to ask all those listening, whether you're listening live or listening in the archives, so please send her prayers and energy. And I know that you will. This is a great audience and great group. Okay, I'm going to get into the mini calls. The first one is area code 347. I have had some people to ask if they could call in just to discuss and tell about their experiences, and I say yes, have to keep it so it's not for advertising things you're selling or services you're offering. And the other thing is, it's not to argue about religion. So I'll just, you know, say that, and you know, if it comes to that, I'll just disconnect the call. But I just want to say that up front. Please stay true to the loving nature of the show and that vibration. All right, first area code is 347. When I click you on, you'll hear muted, and you'll know you're live. So if you'll give me your name, and if you have any question, or if you just want to discuss something. There we go. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, my name is Ingrid.
Ingrid, okay. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm just calling in because I just wanted some insight. I've been got out of a very long relationship a couple of years ago, and it's still, like, lingering. And I just want, you know, a little bit of clarity, see what I can do to just, like, move on and find new love and to start a whole new chapter in my life.
Okay. Are there any lingering ties, like finances or anything, that need to be cleaned up from the relationship? Any kind of overlap of anything that, any possession, any, I feel like there's something lingering. So I didn't know if maybe it was loose ends or if there's any kind of possessions or, that are lingering around.
There could be. I mean, we did live together, so there might be some stuff we still need to take care of.
Okay, I feel like that there are some things like that and that are kind of carrying an energy that it's not like anything really bad, but like sort of a hovering, like leftover. So you might want to think about any things like that and try to clear them up in a peaceful way, you know, because it feels like there's like some sort of attachment that's still there unintentionally, but that is kind of keeping your energy stuck a little bit. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, try to just think through some things like that. I think it'll come to you, and I think they'll even pop up for you, those little loose ends. I feel like if you do some of that, it's going to almost be like a breath of fresh air to you, almost like a healing in itself, sort of that permission to move on that you're giving yourself by just by those acts of, okay, I'm clearing my space and I'm undoing any loose ends, you know, I'm cutting any of those. It's sort of like a statement of moving forward. And when we make those kind of statements, spirit helps us because we're, you know, just the act of taking that step is like us saying, okay, you know what? I'm ready to fully move on. Okay, it feels like there's something else aside from this that is there something troubling you right now that more so than the moving on from the relationship?
Well, just like all the pain from it, it's just real recent and just like keeps. I mean, although we broke up 2 years ago, it just keeps like resurfacing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that may be what I was feeling with the hovering, that, like, there's sort of like a little hovering, you know, kind of cloud over you, somehow connected to the relationship. I keep feeling space clearing, like it's energy and vibration from some of the... So I would say try to clear out any remnants as just your way of I'm ready to move on. Do you ever smudge with sage or clear space that way?
No.
Incense, sage. I would do that. I would clear out the space if there are any little remnants. And again, it's not saying like, oh, this is bad, I want to get rid of it. It's more of almost like a spiritual process, like a rite of passage, like it's time for me to move on. So when you gather, if there are little things and, you know, you want to say, I'm ridding myself of this energy, get some sage and burn it. And it clears the energy. Wave it around the room. Open a window to let any energy that's not serving you go out the window. It's very symbolic. It's like when you go to church and the incense or baptism or communion. All those things are symbolic because they speak to us what our soul is. It's representative of what our soul is asking for. So it may sound silly, like, well, what good is that going to do? But it's more of a way to express what your soul is wanting, and your soul is wanting the cleansing and being rid of, so you're taking an action that is showing that. So I think that will help you a whole lot. And, you know, you can ask for any cords that are still lingering to be cut. You can ask Archangel Michael for that. surround yourself in white light or even like a white dome to just protect yourself and let those cords be cut in a peaceful, loving way. You send love to the other person, you give love to yourself, and you just let that any emptiness heal.
Okay.
So it feels like a very positive step for you, but just like, oh, there are probably just lingering things that you need to loose ends or whatever, you know, even items to get out of your way so that it, energetically it's not just keeping you there. Feels very positive, though.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you so
right.
much.
Okay. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Next is area code 917.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having your show. I'm so excited.
Oh, good. what is your first name and what can I do?
Tina, and I would like to know, what do you get from my relationship with Lewis?
Okay. Okay, again, I am not a fortune teller. I just always remind people that. Okay, what I'm feeling about your relationship with Lewis, I guess the best word to describe it is choppy. Does it seem great one minute and then horrible the next?
Yes. Why? Yes.
Yes. Okay, now what I'm going to try to ask and feel is, what is at the root of that? Okay. I feel like maybe he's, I kind of feel like this is coming from him more, that he's just very afraid. I don't know if it's afraid, like a fear of a relationship or commitment. I can't quite pinpoint it. Okay, does he have, and I don't want to get too personal, but, you know, since he's not the caller, but it feels like to me he has some, maybe some relationship issues that stem from growing up where he doesn't quite feel like he can trust people. And
yes,
it's spilling over into your relationship and making it really, like I said, choppy. And now this is where it can get tricky, because there are two people with free will, and, you know, so how do you deal with it? Okay, I'm going to go back to what I believe is always the answer. I want you to work on your light first and foremost, and instead of how do I fix this relationship, I want you to think, how do I make my light brighter? And what's going to happen, Tina, is Lewis is going to come along with you from your light being brighter, or he may retreat and run the other way. And so I don't want you to think about, I want to fix him, I want to change him. I want you to think about, I want to change me. And it's not really even change, it's more like, I want to be my brightest light. I want to return to that. I want to see myself as God sees me. That's one of the most powerful prayers we can say. God, let me see myself as you see me, because God sees us as perfect. And we run from that so much. So I want you to focus on your light, and he will respond. Lewis will, one way or the other. Either your light will spew out and it will touch him, or it may scare him, or it may do a combination. It may scare him, and then he's real attracted, and he comes back to it. But there is no way that you can just in a conscious or personality brain kind of way, there is no way you can fix it other than just shine your light and let it do what it's going to do. Does that make any sense?
Oh, that was beautiful. I totally understand everything you said.
And so it's not like Lewis is wrong or you're, it's just you, because as I say that now, I love this when this happens, when callers, it's like what I, and this happens a lot when people call in, what then I feel is you doing that, I mean, my goodness, you have a bright light. And it's going to touch him, or it's going to touch other people. More importantly, it's going to make you really who you are, and you're going to blossom into that. And you have to have the courage to say, it may mean the beginning of this relationship in a new way, or it may mean the end, or it may mean, you know, the end for now, or that takes courage sometimes. But I have a feeling you're very courageous and you're ready for that.
Absolutely, I sure am.
All right. So that's what I want you to do. I want you, and I don't know if you're on my Facebook page seeing miracles every day, but A Course in Miracles can be really, really confusing and daunting at first, but then there's a moment where you just go, aha, and it all makes sense, and it is all about us getting back to touching God and touching God in ourselves and our light being so bright. So I want you, if you can, join that page or do any kind of reading about that stuff, because you have a light that's really bright about to shine through. And it may turn some things topsy-turvy, but you already got the choppiness there. So, you know, hey, what the heck? Let it be a little topsy-turvy to bring you to that brighter light and who you are and what your purpose is.
I totally understand. Can I have one more question? Can I ask about my friend Michael?
Okay, what are we asking about Michael?
Relationship-wise, where would he, you know, what does he see for us right now, or what is my purpose
for
in his
life? Relationship of you with your friend Michael?
Yeah, or what is my purpose in his life, yes.
Right now, I think your purpose with everyone around you is that you have a bright light that is just ready to shine through, and if you do that, the purpose of each and every relationship is going to become more clear to you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And really, I mean, that's like a universal truth for all of us, but I feel like you're ripe and ready, and so just let it shine there. You know, even if it's, you know, sometimes people say, well, how do I do that? You know, sometimes the best way to do it, or the best time to do it, is when you're having a rotten day, you know, you're at work, you're frustrated, everything, and you take just 5 or 10 seconds and you take a breath and you just consciously see your light and feel it. Just, okay, right now in this moment, I'm going to touch God and I'm going to let it come through me and I'm going to be light. And it will change your surrounding. And that's a great first step. Just every moment when you're having a rough time or, you know, a tough day and you're busy as can be, take 10 seconds, you know, take 30 seconds, whatever you can spare, and just feel that love and light coming out from yourself, and it will change dynamics around you. That's an opportunity to heal you and to heal other people. I mean, easily, instantly. You know, we make it so complicated sometimes. Just do that, because you've got a bright light, and if you just have those moments throughout the day where you just pause and let it shine, I am telling you, you're going to see an effect on other people bounce back at you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That is beautiful.
It
yeah,
is.
So what is your Facebook page?
It's Seeing Miracles Every Day. If you type that in, it should bring you to it, and I'd love to have you there.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Okay.
But you don't see as far as, like what Michael, as far as like a relationship?
Again, that comes almost into like reading future, and we all have free will, so I mean, I don't really see anything specific, but I don't see any, you know, I don't not see anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it going, you know, any certain thing about it, because all I'm hearing is you just let your light shine and you're gonna see the path in every direction. Okay?
Oh, okay. How can we reach you outside of this for reading? Because I did go to your page, but I just like
it. Oh, okay. I have another my website, that it's kind of an old one that I did a long time ago. I'm in the process of changing some of that. But if you go to angelstouchtherapy.com, there's an email there, and there's also some information about readings and things that I do on the services
okay.
section of that. Angelstouchtherapy.com. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Okay, moving right along, lots of calls. Next area code is 507, and I'm going to go right into that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Terry.
Terry, okay. How are you today?
I'm great today. And I guess I just wanted a mini reading on I'm venturing into a great new relationship as a middle-aged woman and with another woman, and just wondering, you know, what you can tell me.
Okay. This is a really sweet image that I got when you started talking, when you were, you know, getting ready to lead into your question. It's a halo. And so I read that as it's a very blessed relationship, and that angels put you together. I mean, I'm getting all teary. I do this sometimes on the show because the love and energy from spirit and angels is so powerful. And I saw that halo, and I couldn't wait for what you were about to say because I knew it was just something blessed. And so it just really touches me. It's I feel like angels put you together, and it's a good place for you, for both of you. So
seriously, what do you see as like family accepting this? And
I don't really see anything horrendous, like any big backlash. There may be some in the beginning. I think how you have to enter it is you have to know that it's where you are, and it's where your love is, and that if someone else doesn't approve of it, you have to be true to you. And so that, you know, as much as you might want approval, if you don't get it, go to your heart and being true to yourself, and listen to your heart. Listen, say prayers. Listen. Sometimes, you know, we're here to teach others, and you may be teaching others tolerance, or you may find that it just all goes smoothly. It's so funny when I get the really powerful images like the halo. That's all that was needed, really, to me. Because and it's like the images will just stop, because all that's needed, all you need to know is that this is blessed, and angels are there, and they're going to hold your hand whether it's rocky or not. They're going to be there because you are. There is something, a reason you're in this relationship, and you just let the love shine through. And really, it's almost like after I got the halo, messages for you sort of just shut down. That's why I was going, I couldn't feel them very clearly. And then what I heard after that was, you don't need anything else. She has angels around her. She has, you know, there's a halo around her. So whatever she might walk through, we're here. Call on us, you know. So it's really beautiful, beautiful. So I just, it's a blessed relationship, and just see it as that and live it and be grateful for it, and grateful that you have angelic help. I mean, we all do, but the way I saw that halo was like, oh, you've really got it right now in this, you know, so.
I'm taking notes. That's why I'm not saying
go ahead.
You know, been in a heterosexual marriage for years, and that was not true to who we are.
Right, right. And I think maybe that's why the halo's there, because you've been living something that wasn't really you, and now you've taken a courageous step to be you. And, you know, angels always assist us with those courageous steps. And I just could feel that, I mean, the halo was so pronounced that it was like whatever she's about to say is blessed, and she's going to have angel guidance in it. So.
And with my partner also?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Both of you. You know, I knew that whatever came out of your mouth next was a blessed thing. And so you feel blessed, feel grateful, and ask your angels for guidance and help, and just to be there, but feel blessed in it. And
okay. Thank you.
Feeling blessed gives you the courage, because you're being authentic. It's the greatest thing we can do. It's the only way we really get back to God, is to be true to ourselves. And then that ends up shining.
Courage is what it's taking. Yeah.
It is courage. That's very, very courageous.
Yeah.
But you have angels there. And so that's all you need right now. You know that, and feel blessed and protected, and like you're going to be guided. And, you know, we have angels. It doesn't mean we're not going to hit any bumps. It means that, wait a minute, you've got heaven helping you, so whatever the bumps are, you can get through it. And
okay.
So just let yourself love and be love.
Thank you.
Okay?
Alrighty.
Have a great day. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Moving right along here. Let me take a little water sip. Okay. Next area code is 773. So.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Sheila from Chicago.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. I spoke to you a while ago.
Okay.
I am going through still a void.
Mm-hmm.
I had, you saw a new angel for me,
mm-hmm.
and he was standing back, and you thought perhaps I was being tested. And I'm just wondering if I passed the test and I'll be out of this void soon.
Okay, it's interesting while you were talking, you know, usually I zero in, there's like one maybe central image that comes to me, and it was just hopping all around, like a box and then some flowers in a box, and it was kind of crazy while you were talking. So I'm going to, let me just pause here and see if I can get something more clearly of what is coming through.
I think the last time I talked to you, I gave you a little bit of a headache as well.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just that, you know, there were so many things that I was having trouble zeroing in. And, okay, so don't tell me any more about last time, because I want to just start in here now the moment. And like I said, it started with a box that opened up, and it was at first it was empty. And so then the next image I saw was some flowers being placed in a box. So how I would interpret that, since you've been on a spiritual journey, is that you had some emptiness before, the box was empty. You have started to fill it with flowers. You know, flowers are kind of a symbol of beauty. And so my answer to you would be yes. That it's not a test like you pass or you fail. It's you have reached that next step. I always think of it more as a gauge. You know, like you gauge your tires. Did they have the right amount of air, or did you? You know, because I don't like the test idea, only because, you know, it conjures up the ideas that we can actually fail it. But you have done well. You've filled that emptiness. You've connected in a spiritual way, and what you filled it with is flowers, which is like a symbol of beauty. So, yes, I think you've done very well. Now,
thank you.
So now what I'm hearing is, and now on to the next step.
Right.
And the next step, I'm feeling water. And that doesn't mean anything like, oh, I'm going to live on a lake. I'm feeling kind of water like pouring into a glass. And it makes perfect sense now. It just hit me. Okay, you had the empty box. It was the first image. And then the next box was the flowers being put into a box, like a florist delivery box. And now I'm seeing water like being poured into a glass or a vase or whatever. So now what you need to think about is the spiritual progress you've made, maybe the changes you've made, and just taking, or maybe certain things you've been called to, you know, certain talents or gifts or curiosities. And now you nurture them by putting them in the water. And, you know, so you're just on like the next step. And so what are the things that maybe since you talked to me or just in general that you've kind of focused on or you've let blossom, or have there been any new experiences or new gifts or things that you've been curious about that you have started to pursue or you've thought about pursuing?
I'm a student of the Course in Miracles, and
mm-hmm.
I have been thinking that I should possibly teach this.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes to a lot of, well, who would listen to me?
Hey, you know what? Teacher is ready, the student appears, and when the student is ready, the teacher appears. You know, that is part of the course. So
yeah,
you'll, don't worry, if you're ready to share, you'll have ways to share it. And I think that's excellent. I think that's right on. That's what the watering is. It's okay, now, you know, go a step further with that. You're studying it. And, you know, the thing is, about A Course in Miracles is that we're all teachers and students at the same time. And
correct.
Sometimes, you know, you'll be drawn to share something with someone, or they'll ask you a question and you'll share almost like in the teaching capacity, but then you realize later, like, oh, that person was really there to teach me. Or both. We're both learning from each other. So keep that mindset, and, you know, you could do something as simple as, you know, telling some friends about it, that it's just something you've really been felt blessed by, or seeing if there's an avenue to start a casual group in your area or in your home, or you'd be surprised some of the way, well, and like what I do on Facebook, you could do a Facebook page and share some of your ideas. You could, but I feel like that's really good. That is the next step. You know, you had the empty box and then you filled it with flowers, and now the flowers have to go in the water and flourish more. So, and be, you know, nurtured, so to speak, with the water. So that's a great, great next step for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I just always think, well, I need more certification or I need something like that.
No, I don't, you know, it's fine if you feel called to study or take a class, but, you know, it is it's really a self-directed study material, and it's wonderful when we share and all that, but really we learn on our own and then we can share what we've learned. So pursue that, either joining groups, because even if you join a group that's already in existence, you're helping teach and something, you know, or if you want to form a group, or like I said, a Facebook page, I'd love it if you join my Facebook page, and there are other ones, because even just the being involved and commenting, discussing, everybody learns from that. You know, so
yeah.
I think it's an excellent way for you to go. And don't feel worried that you're not certified, you know. if you feel called to go to some class to make you feel more comfortable, but I think you have a lot to teach already. We all do. And, you know, so don't get, you know, if you feel called to share it, that's all it really is. Teaching is sharing and being willing to understand that you're also the student. You're not just the leader and everybody listen to me and I'm going to tell you how you do it. You have to stay in that mindset that I'm just one of you learning too, you know.
Absolutely.
And that will serve
you
very
Absolutely.
Well. So it will serve you well, not just in that you're sharing and giving of yourself, but also what it brings back to you.
Okay? I found recently now on iPod that they have the Course in Miracles book broken down into sections, and I like Shakespeare, it's better if it's read to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to share to anybody, I read your blog, I have it.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But I just found that today, so if anybody else is having trouble sometimes,
oh, that's awesome.
Read it, it's a
sure.
little confusing going
yeah.
on. Yeah, they have it, the lessons
broken
down.
Or that can be great if you're walking and you want to listen while, you know,
absolutely.
Like on your smartphone. I like to do that when I walk. You know, things like that sometimes I really enjoy, because I can just sort of zone out, walk, enjoy the walk, and also sort of absorb while I'm doing it. So that's great. Oh, you're on the
okay.
great path. So, okay.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Still got more callers on the line, so we're just moving right along, and I appreciate all the calls so much. I'm just going to zip right into the next one, and I'm going to keep this train going as long as it can with these messages, and then I'm probably going to just be wiped out after the show's over. Okay, 619, you're up next. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Oh, I think we may have lost that one. If you call back in, if you got cut off and you call back in, I will bump you up to the top, 619. Okay, next next is area code 856.
Hey, how are you?
Hi,
great. How are you? Pretty good.
Okay.
Whatever you can pick up or whatever you can sense.
Okay, what's your first name? I'd like to get first name just because it makes
sure.
me feel a little connected.
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, okay. Pretty name. I'm going to pause for a second. Sometimes I go right into the next call and I realize, I need to let myself clear out here a little bit. So I'm just going to do a little chit-chat with you or just stall a little bit and see what comes in. Okay. You don't have a specific question, right? You just want a general...
Whatever you can pick up, like, job-wise,
okay.
It's coming in new for me, or a relationship soulmate,
okay.
on your...
Okay.
Whatever you can pick up.
What I just saw for you, and we can talk through it to see what it might mean, I saw a waterfall, a really beautiful waterfall. And, you know, water can have so much symbolism in spirituality, just like baptism and cleansing, and then the waterfall. There's so much power in that water that falls. So I see that as a really powerful, positive message. It can also feel a little bit like going off the edge sometimes. So do you have anything? Do you have any kind of feelings like that? Like sometimes our big steps and growth come with that little bit of, you got to go over the edge to, you know. So I guess that's kind of what I'm feeling for you. Like there's going to be a little bit of stepping over the edge, but it's a beautiful transformational situation for you. Does any of that resonate with what you're feeling?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I want to go over the edge, and I love the water.
Okay.
Being near the water.
Okay. It feels like to me a big cleanse. It's a spiritual message. So for me, it feels like a cleansing baptism, but that there is going to be some fear involved, and it will be about you taking that next step or that leap, or you're going to have to push yourself a little bit beyond maybe your comfort zone. But it's a cleansing, a purification in a spiritual way, and. Okay, I feel like there are already some things that have popped up that you've been curious about, but then you've been hesitant. Has there been anything specific on like a spiritual nature or some step that you've been
like a friendship like doesn't answer and like about to choke him at times because he doesn't respond.
Okay, wait, that got a little bit choppy there. So do you mind repeating it?
Friendship, communication. I'm about to choke him sometimes if he doesn't answer me and comforts me and says, if I don't answer, there's something going on, and I'm like about to choke him. I'm trying to get a hold of him.
So this is a relationship thing the connection was a little bit choppy, but I think what I got was. That he doesn't respond to you and it gets you upset, and then he says, if I didn't respond, it was because I couldn't. Is that right?
Right.
I get that? Okay.
Yeah, something's going on.
Okay. What I feel from that, if I'm connecting it to the imagery, what I was seeing for you, is that do you have a lack of trust? You're afraid?
Trust the men, yeah, a lot of it.
Okay.
That relationships.
You are going to have to go over that edge of the trust and take that leap to trust.
Kind of hard.
I think I know. I think your fears are what they're doing. Your fears are making it impossible for you to have a good relationship because it puts the other person on the defensive whether or not they need to be, and so you stay in this cycle of irritation, and then the fear just feeds from that, and so what I feel like you do need to calm down, take a leap of trust, and if it shakes out that person didn't deserve trust, then at least you'll know and you'll have the truth. But if you stay in this cycle where you're just always worried about it and frantic and angry and you want to choke him, that's not serving you at all. and you'd be better off to not be in the relationship. So you've either got to take the leap of and trust and realize that truth will be shown to you one way or another, and then you can make a choice based on that. But just staying in this battle of why didn't you call me, and you know, I want to check, that isn't going to serve you well spiritually or any other way. It's not going to serve the relationship. So
yes, like
if
I'm
you take
trying to do something.
The leap of trust,
oh, go ahead.
Then you may get, you know, you'll get shown the truth one way or another. But you'll be stronger from it, because anytime we're in fear, we're not really very strong. And you've got to empower yourself to understand that whatever is the truth, I'll take it, but I'm not going to reduce my energy by constantly being in that fear-based kind of nagging kind of, I got to follow every little second, because that's going to drive you crazy. It's going to just shadow your energy. So,
the reason I'm like about to choke him is like, just like respond to what I sent you, like a text message. Respond,
oh,
like say,
okay,
I got it. That's what I mean by choke him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I know. It's frustrating. The frustration in itself may be part of your answer then. So step out of the situation. If it's frustrating you that much, step out of it. Don't stay chasing. You know?
Oh, I'm not chasing him. I'm trying to do my thing, and he's like, whatever, like, try to do it on your own. Then I'll help you. I'm like, whatever.
Well,
it's like a brother and sister thing.
If it's putting you into a situation where you feel very frustrated and, you know, like you want to choke him, and I know you don't mean that literally, or maybe you do, if it's frustrating you that much, you have to step out of it. Because it's not a good place for you to be in. Whether or not he deserves it, I don't even know. But what I feel like is you've got to work on you. And if it's frustrating you and he's ignoring you, then why are you allowing that? And the only solution may be to step out of it and then see what happens. See if he responds then. If he's not responding when you're angry about it, and you're, then, you know, maybe he will respond if you're not, or maybe he won't. But if he doesn't ever want to respond to you, then it's probably not a good situation for you. So I think you have to have the courage to take that leap to say, I'm stepping out of this situation. I'm not going to chase and nag, and whatever comes of it, comes of it. I'll see the truth from it. Okay?
Got you. Cool.
Okay, great. All right, well, you are strong. You can do it. So I want you to take that leap of faith, okay?
Gotcha.
Believe in
Thank
yourself
you.
Enough, okay? And hold that peace. All right. Have a great rest
Thanks.
Of the day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. I've got area code 719 waiting, and you are, you should be on now.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Julia.
Julia, hello.
Hello there. And I saw on your show page you were talking about soulmates and twin souls.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'd like to know, you know, what you see around that for me.
Okay. You know, it's funny when people call shows like this so often, it's, can you tell me about my love life? And I always say, no. It's funny, when you say that, I didn't feel that at all for you. Like, no, I'm not going to be a fortune teller or the romance reader. But when you said that, I got kind of this wave over me, and I do feel like there is a very, very close soulmate relationship for you, perhaps a twin soul. I don't know if you're familiar. Are you familiar with the twin soul? I talked a little bit about it. Have you ever read about that or familiarized yourself with that term?
A little bit.
Okay. I think I missed
the very first part of the show.
Okay.
So
I didn't go real deeply into it, but I would actually like for you to do a little Googling or research and read a little bit about twin souls, because may not be a twin soul, but I feel like there is some close soulmate relationship, possibly a twin soul, that is waiting to emerge for you. And it isn't necessarily always romantic or, you know, a love, you know, of that kind, but it can be, and often it is. But it feels like there is a very close soulmate relationship for you, and it has a big purpose in your life, and it is a big part of your purpose. So all I want for you to, I want you to read about twin souls and do some research, because there are some mantras that you can say if you're ready to reconnect. And actually, anyone, if you're ready to reconnect with your twin soul, even if they're like in the what we call heaven, you know, that the ethers, and you can still connect to help you be whole. So you don't even have to be, you know, face-to-face. You know, they don't necessarily have to be in this incarnation. If they are here, you don't even have to be face-to-face with them. It's more of a soulful connecting in the ethers, wherever they are. So I feel like if you read some of that and possibly do some of those mantras, which are really just like prayers of readiness, that there is something that's about to emerge for you in that area. But you're just going to have to, I'm looking for the right words to, you're going to have to kind of familiarize yourself, take it step by step, and decide if you're sincere and ready for it. But I feel like it's very close for you, that something, some sort of close soulmate relationship is close. And that's all I can tell you, because I'm not, it's like it's so important for you to just get to your heart of readiness that I don't even need to say, and it wouldn't even be good for me to say much else, you know, to direct you. Just get to your heart, read about it, and see if it feels right for you. And if it feels right for you and you're ready, then make sure you proclaim that you're ready.
Okay.
Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, no, it does. I'm sitting here taking notes.
Okay. I just, you know, babble out things sometimes, and then I think, this person may just think I'm crazy, have no clue what I'm talking about.
There are
some things about twin flames and the violet flame for purification to be ready for that soulmate kind of relationship. I want you to just dive into that and read all you can, and there will be certain things that jump out at you and are going to have some meaning, I think. So, you know, you just kind of go now on your path exploring and trust your own instincts for what sounds right for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have a feeling, and you'll probably read about this when you're reading, that Saint Germain, he has a lot to do with soulmate-type relationships and sort of our readiness for our purpose, that he may be kind of hovering there to kind of swoop into your life and bring that to fruition. And he's not one really so much that we call on. He comes when he decides.
Just
start exploring that and see if it makes if it makes sense and resonates to you, because I feel like it's important for you to understand, because some things are happening or about to happen, and it's good for you to understand and be able to know what's going on. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I need a quick break. Little water here. Okay, we are over an hour into the show now, and there's a little bit of break in calls, which is good. I can go back to a couple of the other little announcements, or not announcements, but information I always like to touch on. I mentioned it earlier to one of the callers. I have a webpage that's called angelstouchtherapy.com, and it's something I put together years ago. I haven't ever really changed it, so it's kind of a little bit antiquated website, but it's still, I still like it. And I'm working on bringing my blog page and all these things together, but right now I just, so many things are going on that I just don't have the time to have to allot my time accordingly of what seems to be the priority. But on that page, angelstouchtherapy.com, it tells a little bit about my awakening and how I learned about Reiki, and it was at a time when Reiki really was not all that prominent as it is becoming now. What it means to me, how it gave me angelic and connections, that whole awakening process. And there are also on there is an email for me, SherryLane444@gmail.com. And what I'm coming up with, what I'm putting together is an online class for some energy healing, and it's very similar to Reiki, or at least it is to me, because it's all about divine love and letting that flow through you. But I realized a long time ago I had this, you know, just feeling that part of my path would be to share energy healing, like Reiki, but in a context that maybe would be more familiar feeling to more people, and sort of in that Judeo-Christian symbolism, and certainly open for any religion, or if you're not religious at all, it's really just using symbols to connect with others' loving energy, and by connecting to others with the loving energy, then we expand our own energy. So I'm working on creating this online class that will be totally free, and what I'm going to do is teach about this energy work, angels touch healing, and so it's kind of an inaugural class. I have worked with people and attuned them to it, and I know that the symbols, the feel, you know, the things worked for them. Let's say worked, it made that energy turn on and be more pronounced in them where they could feel it. So I've never tried it distance, and that's what I want to do with this class. So be kind of an experiment, but I feel certain that it's going to work, and it's going to bring some really good things through people. So if you'd like to be part of that, I don't know exactly when the date's going to be because, like I said, I have so many things going on. You know, but hopefully in about the next month, and I'm just kind of letting that be very freestyle too as it comes to me, and I'm not stressing myself too much because I'm also working on not one but two different books right now, writing them, and sometimes the things come to me and then I'll switch to the other one, and so it can be crazy at times, but that is something that I'm keeping in the back of my mind and letting roll around and letting come to fruition through me. So if you'd like to be part of that, go to the Angels Touch therapy.com site, and there's a link there with my email, or just email me at sherrylane444@gmail.com, and in the subject of your email, please put Angels Touch Class or anything like that, because I get a lot of email, and that way I can sort and make sure that I have everybody, and when I get it all ready, I'll send emails and let people know and how to do it. And it will be the kind of thing where you can tune in live, or you can, if you're not available, let's say you have work or whatever, you can also tune in later. But I've got to work all those logistics out because I'm not that great technically, so I have a little work to do on that. But if you email me, and I have gotten lots of emails, I'm really excited because it's more than I thought would be interested in it, and that's cool. So send me an email, tell me you're interested, and as I get things together, I'm going to gather all those emails and respond and give everybody all the information about when the class will be and how you'll connect and all that stuff. So I'd love to have you. If you are a willing, loving soul and you just want to spread your love and light and allow yourself to be a vessel of that unconditional love and angel energy, then consider being part of it, because I think it will bless you, and I think we're going to have lots of little earth angels in the making that are going to begin to blossom from that. So love to have you. The other area, the other thing I like to tell people about, I have a traditional blog page. I do most things on my Facebook page now, the Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook. But before that, I had a Blogspot page and had the same name. That's where I got the name for the Facebook page. It is seeingmiraclesevryday.blogspot.com. And I hardly ever post on there anymore with new blogs, but you may, you know, go through there and find some of my old blogs that have some sort of meaning to you. So I just like to share that with people. And then lastly, I have a book that I wrote a couple years ago. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Amazon.com. It's also on BarnesandNoble.com and I think BooksAMillion.com and lots of different places, but Amazon has a Kindle version available, and it's only 99 cents. So if you're intrigued by what I do and how these gifts opened up to me, and what it did in my life, and then I would encourage you to read it. And you know, there's also the actual book version. There's a paperback and a hardcover. But if you're just curious, and you can spring for 99 cents, you know, you can get it on Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle, Amazon has a thing you can click to get it on your smartphone or on your PC, and those are free apps. So really easy to get the book and you know, in that Kindle format. And I'd love for you to do that. If you like it, if it resonates with you, if it means something to you, I would also love it if you will go on Amazon and do a review, because that does encourage other people to look at it. And if it's a really bad review, at least be kind in it. But again, that's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and on Amazon is where you can get the 99-cent Kindle version. So it looks like we've probably wrapped up the calls. I think that's all of my announcements for now as well. My central place for primary communication is Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. Would love to have you there. I strongly believe that combined energy, when we join in love and light, no matter how we join, whether it's in a church or a synagogue or just in our hearts or on a Facebook page, or when we join with that intention, that miracles happen. And if we believe that and we hold each other's hands, even if it's just through cyberspace, that we're all strengthened and each of our lights get brighter. So would love to have you there. Would love to have your input on some of the posts. And I think A Course in Miracles is a wonderful way to step-by-step unwind some of our errant thinking that the world has laid upon us. So I'd love to have you there. And most times I do the show on Tuesday afternoons at 1 Eastern time. So just pay attention either on Blog Talk Radio or on my Facebook page. And I announce those usually the day before or the morning of. So, and I may even throw in something on different days if it feels like that's needed. But thank you so much for being here. I love all these connections. These calls were fabulous. And I hope you feel blessed, because I certainly do. And I'll talk to you next show. Bye-bye.